During this pandemic, I've been thinking a lot about the way things change even when we don't want them to. Love, memory, and loss. This poem is titled, Why I Stand on the Balcony and Watch the Taxis Pass By After You're Asleep. 12 was the year my family and I lived in a two-story condo that looked identical to all the two-story condos on our street, except our driveway was colored with sidewalk chalk, and our garden hose was always pointed at a dog walker. If it had rained the night before, the boat my little brother and I had built out of a plastic tub, a ball of string, and 20 balloons would be sitting on the sidewalk, ready to sail the backyard. We believed in helium as if it were our religion. Like the faith we had in the stories Granddad used to tell us in the car ride before church, our balloons popped the second we stepped into the boat. We'd sink into the grassy lake and topple over laughing, and Mom would yell at us from her bedroom window. She'd spray us down with a hose from the front porch, and we'd hop around and hide behind the bushes, leaving an abstract portrait of muddy footprints around the front steps. Feeling cold from the water, warm from the sun, and having a sore throat from laughing too much is the closest thing I've ever experienced to feeling sick, in the same way kickflipping onto the park bench was sick, or stealing cough syrup and Sprite from the drugstore would one day become sick. 13 was the year I failed math, burned down a tree, and Lawson broke my jaw for calling him insecure. 14 was the year Gabby and I learned how to kiss each other by her pool, and in her bedroom closet, and in the community center we snuck into during a quiet midnight in October. If I have kids, I'll tell them to leave a window cracked an inch open today if they ever want to rediscover a place they've been a million times tonight. 15 was the year I stole my dad's Yaris and ended up driving off the road and down the hill of a nearby golf course because I didn't know how to drive stick and I didn't actually know how to drive. I owe my life to the fact that YouTube has some wonderfully informative tutorial videos, and I got the car back in the garage by sunrise without any scratches. 16 was the year I learned that a group of cats is called a glaring, and a sentence finished by a question mark followed by an exclamation point is called an interrobang. 17 was the year I learned that women don't particularly care about hearing of your knowledge on glarings or interrobangs, especially while you're making out in the back of a Corolla. 18 was the year I told Granddad a joke over the phone about two guys walking into a bar where one guy says, ouch, and the other guy says, I didn't see it either. And the next afternoon, Granddad's heart gave out. If I was still a kid, I'd tell myself he just laughed too hard, but now I keep wondering if the apple was certain it fell from the sky and not the tree, would it believe the stomach is heaven?